Appears we have nowhere to run.
Think we could jump?
If we want to be smashed against those rocks, sure!
Then we fight, as it should be.
Tharros, no!
The snow! Huh? It's giving way!
Key, it's cut.
Look out!
I don't understand.
I do. Coward! Know when you're beaten, eh?
Will you quit yelling my head?
You need to survive a few more hangovers, Harsk. Toughen yourself up.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
In that case, look. On the high ground.
Is that what I think it is?
We've done it. We found the outpost, thank the gods.
I doubt they had anything to do with it, Vallaros.
I don't care who we need to thank. It's shelter.
And what we came for.
Wait!
What now, Horace?
Don't you feel it? In the air. A chill.
Have you seen where we are?
No, more than that. A chill that runs through your soul. There's something wrong with this place. The Yeti knew it.
You think that's why it retreated?
I can feel it in my bones.
That'll be frostbite. Come on.
Something's not right. Something's not right at all.
It was easy to see why Harsk was troubled. Marisiel had been right when she said we were exhausted. A week traversing the Kodar Mountains would weary the most hardened traveller. It isn't for nothing that this place is known as the world's roof. Few regions are more inhospitable. Only the strongest survive. But, as recent events have shown, our strange little band clings stubbornly to life, especially when we are in each other's company. The bond between us, strong though it had always been, had intensified since we faced the goblins at Sandpoint all those months ago. We were now more than comrades. We were family, although Vallaros and Harsk would never admit it. Following our encounter with Karzoog's animated statue in the Runeforge, I attempted to find out as much as possible about Zin Shalast, the so-called City of Greed. While my fellow adventurers availed themselves of Amiko Kaijitsu's hospitality at the Rusty Dragon, I visited Sandpoint's resident historian, the knowledgeable Broadert Quink. The days spent listening to his theories about Thessalonian culture paid off when he emerged from his library, clutching a letter.